I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. There is off-season activity in baseball. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Slate sports writer Alan Barra.
Alan Barra, when sports are in season, we get caught up in the drama on the field, but sometimes it takes the distance of the off-season to expose the fissures. Is that what's happening to baseball right now?
Well, certainly baseball is the only sport that's interesting in its off-season. I mean, we forget about football, and basketball vanishes completely. Some of the most interesting topics in baseball only arise during the offseason. The MVP votes this year, for instance.
Well, let's just take the MVPs, because I can't remember a time when awards, which are supposed to be wonderful experiences for the two men who are named the league's MVPs, this year there were clouds over both of them. Let's take them individually. The National League MVP was Barry Bonds, and his cloud came with the name steroids. What's going on in that case?
Well, Bonds has been subpoenaed to appear in the investigation of this Bay Area firm.
This Bay Area firm is called Balco. It's been alleged to have supplied steroids or steroid-like drugs to a number of Bay Area athletes, and Bonds will be testifying in that trial.
Right. I would say this. There's one thing you can say that's absolutely undeniable. Barry Bonds, after the age of 35, became far better than the Barry Bonds at age 25 or 30, which is absolutely unprecedented in baseball history. Whenever you have a situation when something happened that never happened before, it's intriguing, to say the least.
And maybe Bonds unfairly gets lumped in because of the testimony, and also because the week he won the award, it came out that at least 5% of baseball players had tested positive for steroids, which means next year they're going to institute testing. What do you think that'll do to the game?
I think it may be worse than that, because when they give you this 5 to 7%, they don't tell you that pitchers, generally speaking, I've never heard of a pitcher, really, seriously accused of using steroids. That means of the regulars. I hate that term, position players. Let's say regulars. The number is almost certainly higher than that. I think the very exposure of the player as a steroid user is going to have a big effect on clamping down. I'd say within a couple of years, there's a good chance they can eradicate a steroid use. I'm optimistic there.
And let's take the other MVP. It was Alex Rodriguez in the American League, and the cloud hanging over his head came with dollar signs. It was really odd. He won this award, and everyone acknowledged he's just the best player in the game, and yet at the same time, his club is wink-wink talking about trading him.
Oh, no, they absolutely said he's not on the trading block, we're not going to trade him, but what's your offer?
Do you think that Alex Rodriguez's salary, do we have to set it aside and say it's unique, or is it actually indicative of just out-of-control salaries that are making a lot of decisions that aren't baseball-related but money-related and hurting the game?
Hurting the game in what way? I mean, in what way is baseball hurting? I mean, when you strip the hyperbole away, the stuff that the owners throw out there and the press seems to lap up, in what way is baseball actually hurting? Yes, Rodriguez's salary is unique, but if Rodriguez hadn't gone to Texas, there's a very good chance that deal wouldn't have been made, and Texas would be out a great deal of money. There aren't too many teams that are in situations like that, but who knows? The next team might be the Kansas City Royals, and they might have some entertainment deal throughout the Midwest, and they might need to sign a big player, a big-name player, and the same thing might happen again. So, yeah, it is unique. It's not indicative of what anyone in any other city can get. And as far as salaries being out of control, come back to the same argument. Who's put a gun to these owners' head and made them pay these salaries?
All right. Alan Barra writes the Sports Nut column for Slate. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That interview from Day to Day's Mike Pesca.